Thanks, O Lord, for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin Craig speaking. We trust that you'll stay with us. Trust that the Lord will make our service a real blessing to you today. Heavenly Father, we're truly thankful for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious people today. We're so thankful for the gospel and for the power of the gospel. We pray that as our broadcast service goes out, the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to each and to everyone in our congregation. You know them, you love them, you know their burdens, you know their cares, you know their needs, and you've told us we should cast all of our care upon you, for you care for us. So bless this broadcast, and bless this precious congregation.
For so long I had searched for life's meaning, enslaved by the world and its greed, but the door of my prison was opened by love The ransom was paid, I was free. I'm free from the fear of tomorrow. I'm free from the guilt of the past. For I traded my shackles for a glorious song. I'm free, praise the Lord, free at last. I'm free from the guilt that I carry, from the dull, empty life I'm set free. For when I met Jesus, He made me complete. He forgave. I'm free from the fear of tomorrow. I'm free from the guilt of the past. For I traded my shackles for a glorious song. I'm free, praise the Lord, free at last. I'm free, praise the Lord, free at last.
Thank the Lord, that's what the gospel will do for you. Paul said it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Our subject today, why men oppose the ways of the Lord. And when we use the word men or man, we're talking about the entire family of man, not just the male part. When or why men oppose the ways of the Lord. And our text of scripture is Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? There are various reasons why men do not accept the way of God. And I would like for you to consider with me some on the broadcast today. First of all, a heart that is desperately wicked. People in their natural state can hardly avoid opposing God in some manner. Yes, as long as sin is ruling in the heart of the individual, they are going to oppose God in one way or another, and maybe in many ways. Paul in Romans 7 and 19 spoke of his experience as a Pharisee. Some people want to take this 7th chapter of Romans and use it as an example of what a Christian struggles with. But Paul was not speaking of his experience as a Christian. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. And Paul goes on to say, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? If you want to see Paul as a Christian, read Romans 8 and 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And so Paul, as a Pharisee, as a mere church member, said he did those things that he knew he should not do, and he was unable to do the things that he should do. And that is the state of the man that is described in our text today. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, who can know it? A person with a sinful heart will find it leading him in opposition to the Word of God. They will take their stand against things when they know better. Now, let's look at another passage of Scripture that shows what the attitude of a church member is. In John chapter 9, it tells us about a man that was born blind, and it had never been known in the history of man that one who has been born blind was able to see. But Jesus healed this man that was born blind, and the Jews did not believe that he had been born blind and received his sight. They called his parents, who confirmed he was their son and was born blind, but they would not say that Christ healed him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. Notice that now. They knew it was their son. They knew that he was born blind, but they would not say that Christ had healed him, lest they be put out of the church, as we would express it today. How many church members reject the way of the Lord because of their sect religion does not teach the truth of the gospel. Their religion means more to them than the truth does. The Word of God is truth. Jesus said in the prayer that he prayed in John 17, he asked the Father to sanctify his disciples through the truth, and he went on to say, "Thy word is truth." Yes, the Word of God is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our pathway, and it is not filled with a bunch of contradictions or fairy tales. It is filled with the truth. Now, they are not willing to accept the truth because they would have to leave their false religion if they did so. And so, the religion means more to them than the truth means. And in fact, their religion means more to them than their eternity-bound souls. Now, don't be offended at what I am saying. These truths are based on the Word of God. They were unwilling to forsake all. That's another reason why men oppose the way of the Lord. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth the son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. So Jesus said, as recorded in Matthew chapter 10 and verse 37. Then in Luke chapter 14 and verse 26, it has, "Yea, and his own life also. If he is not willing to forsake father, mother, brother, sister, yea, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple." So if you're going to be a disciple of Christ, you've got to forsake your own way. You have to forsake the way of sin. A certain ruler asked Jesus what he must do to have eternal life. And Jesus told him, "Sell all that thou hast, and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me." He refused to do that. Now, Jesus was not teaching that everyone who accepts him has to forsake all, as far as literally forsaking his house, his land, and so on and so forth. Jesus was looking in this man's heart, and he saw that his heart was set upon his riches. And so Jesus said to him, in answer to his question, what he must do to have eternal life, he said, "Sell all that thou hast, and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me." But I say he refused to. He went away sorrowful because he had great riches. Another reason why men oppose the way of the Lord is because they love the praises of men. Among the chief rulers also, many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. That's John chapter 12, verses 42 and 43. Notice what these verses say. Among the chief rulers, also many of them believed on him. Yes, they actually believed on Christ, but because of the Pharisees, and that was the straitest sect of the Jews' religion, according to the Apostle Paul, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they love the praise of men more than the praise of God. Yes, there will be souls lost in eternity because they love the praises of men more than the love of God. Now, the love of the world is another reason why men, and I'm again speaking of the family of man, not just the male part alone. Another reason is because they love the world. We read in John, 1 John chapter 2, verses 15, 16, and 17, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Yes, if you're going to love the truth and be a true disciple of Christ, you must forsake the love of the world. For if you have the love of the world in your heart, the love of the Father is not there. And notice what the 17th verse says. The world passeth away with the affections and lusts thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Now, another reason why men do not love the truth, but they do not love the Lord, is because misdirected blind zeal. These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogue. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God service. And these things will they do unto you, because they have known the Father, they have not known the Father, nor me. That's John 16 and 13. The Apostle Paul, before he became the Apostle Paul and was known as Saul, and of course Saul was one name, a Greek, and one was Greek and one was Hebrew. It was not actually a change of name. It was a change of language that changed his name. And Paul said, I persecuted this way unto the death, binding and delivering into prison both men and women. Acts 22 and 4. I punished them often in every synagogue, and compel them to blaspheme, being exceeding mad. Notice this, Paul is describing his state when he was a Pharisee and not a Christian. His heart was deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. And so he said, I punish them oft in every synagogue and compel them to blaspheme, being exceeding mad against them, I persecuted them even unto strange cities. Acts 26:11. For you have heard of my manner of living in time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it. Galatians 1:13. But Paul met the Master on the road to Damascus, and he renounced his Pharisaical religion and accepted Jesus Christ as the true Savior, the true Messiah, and he became one of the greatest warriors of the cross of all time. Today there are Muslims who think a sure way to heaven is to kill an infidel, and anyone who is not a Muslim is an infidel. Now, I read that as a statement that a certain individual made. Now, business affairs can also keep a person from loving the truth and rejecting the Lord. Demetrius, a silversmith in the city of Ephesus, which made silver shrines for the goddess Diana, called fellow workers and caused a riot because of Paul's preaching the true gospel, and he was afraid that their trade was in danger. They made shrines and sold them to people. That was the way they made their living. And Demetrius called a labor meeting together, and they went on a strike, as it were, and caused a riot because Paul was preaching the true and the living God. And anyone who would accept the truth concerning God would naturally get rid of their shrines to the goddess Diana. Another way is people reject the truth as secret sins. This is the condemnation that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. And that's John 3:19-20. We could preach a whole sermon on this verse of Scripture, but let me take time to read it again. This is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and of course Christ was that light, and men love darkness rather than light. Why? Because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. Again, that's John 3:19-20. Next, I want to speak about a man who thought he could buy the power of God. Philip had gone to Samaria and had preached the gospel there, and they were those that were converted, and Peter and John went down and laid hands on those converted people, and they received the Holy Spirit. And Simon the sorcerer, he thought he could buy that power, and he asked Peter about it, and so Peter said unto him, "Thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God." Acts 8:20-21. How many people today think they're going to go to heaven because of the money they give to the church or some other cause? Beloved, God's grace cannot be purchased with money. It has already been purchased, and it was purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ, and everyone can have it, but they must come to the place where they love God and love the truth and get rid of the heart that is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Another thing that causes people to reject God and the truth is prejudice. The Jews followed Jesus, trying to trip him up in his words, accused him of casting out devils by the power of Satan, of breaking the law, and finally crucified him because he said he was the Son of God. Yes, they were prejudiced against him, and they manifested it in the way that I have just read here from the Scriptures. Are you troubled by any of these things? The Lord can cleanse and purify you from all these sins. He can take out the heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh, and a pure heart and a pure mind. Yes, the Lord can do that because salvation will do it for you if you will accept the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Do family and friends influence you against accepting Christ? Take the lowly way with Him, and He will give you the grace to face whatever you must face to live for Him. Put Christ first in your heart and your life at any cost. Your eternity-bound soul is at stake. Choose Christ and live. Heavenly Father, bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. We pray the Holy Spirit will accompany the message. Good will be accomplished. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. We would be thankful if you'd take time to write and let us know that you appreciate the broadcast. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net. Our fax number, 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. Now, our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. We post our monthly Way of Truth magazine there, and you can read a number of copies if you go to our webpage. You may also listen to some of the past broadcasts if you missed any. They're on our webpage. And you can also join us in our services. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, our evening service at 6, and our midweek service at 7. That's Eastern Time. And our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we invite you to tune in this station next week when again, the Lord willing, will come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
Yeah. Yeah.